The origin of sin. How do we get in such a mess? How do we get where some of you are here, several of you, four or five of you with canes, some with wheelchairs, some of you are hurting, your back hurts, some of you, your head hurts. You know, why does all this happen? Why does it all happen? Because of sin. Many of you have heartaches in your families. Some of your wives have left you, and some of your husbands have left you. No fault of your own. Some of you have been had at work. Why is all this happening? Well, the atheist and the secular humanist, they blame it on God. I don't blame it on God. I blame it on the fallenness of the origin of sin. Now, you're going to see it. There's quite a bit I'm going to read to start with in Ezekiel 28, 13 through 19. I had a person come up to me and they said, Pastor, I bet you've never preached on Ezekiel. I said, oh, yes, I did, verse by verse. Wasn't the brightest thing I ever did, but I did preach on Ezekiel. We preach the whole Bible. And in Ezekiel 28, starting with verse 13 through 19, I want you to listen. This is where sin started. Now, as I read this, I want you to think about the evolutionists. True evolution believes that we're evolving to be better and better. Now, that's not true. We're actually getting worse and worse. And they think that eventually we will evolve and become angels. That's what true evolution is. The Bible says we're going to get worse and worse. I wonder which one is true. Are you kidding me? Which one's true? I don't see anything getting better and better. Well, how did it all start? Well, here it is. In verse 13, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis and the topaz and the diamond, the beryl and the onyx and the jasper and the sapphire. The emerald and the carbuncle. Y'all know what a carbuncle is? You don't? It's a gorgeous car you just bought. You didn't know that. Usually red. And gold. And the workmanship of the tabrets and thy pipes were prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. And I have set thee so, was thou upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. You know, you think about stones of fire. You think about when we see a beautiful diamond or you see gold. Wow. Wow. We were in Alaska. We got taken to the Fort Knox gold mine. They bring out about 3,000 ounces a day. It's a lot of gold, huh? And we were stood there looking down into it. Big, huge trucks, looks real tiny at the bottom. Thou was perfect in the way of the day that thou was created till iniquity was found in thee. God didn't cause the iniquity, but iniquity, everyone has a free will. By the multitudes of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence. Thou hast sinned, therefore I will cast thee as a profane out of the mountain of God. I will destroy thee, O covering cherub. And in the midst of the stones of fire, thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitudes of thy iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of them all that behold thee. And they shall know thee among the people, shall be astonished at thee, and thou shalt be a terror, and shall thou be any more. The devil, this is where it all started. Why? Because he thought he was so great. You know, there's people here right now that think they're really hot stuff. They really do. We've all faced it, and all of us have way more pride than we should have. We all think we're hot stuff, more than we should. But we're not hot stuff. We're, you know, all of us are piled up dirt. That's all we are. We're made of dust, and we'll return to dust, and we're piled up dirt. No one wants to be called piled up dirt. Our bodies aren't worth that much. You know, when I was in college, University of Kentucky, we used to sell our blood. Back then, they'd give you 30 bucks a pint. Now, that may not sound like much, but that was a lot back then. And I could do it every 3 months. Every time I turned the 3 months, I gave a pint of blood. You said, were you doing it to help people? No, I was doing it to get the money. When you're a college kid, you need money. And that's what I did. They say it's good for you. It might be, but it never really made me a lot stronger. That couple days, I was kind of weak. But I did. The ones that are watching on television or listening on radio. And you wonder about the origin of sin. Now, this is going to be a two-part series. Ezekiel chapter 28. We are aware of the glory and the majesty and the omnipotence and that God created this earth. I have no doubt God created this earth. I have no doubt whatsoever that God is God and Christ was His Son. And I don't care all the false scientists that call it science. I don't care how many documentaries they'll do and they'll say that they just found this or found that, because I know they're wrong. How do you know they're wrong? Because out of nothing can be nothing. If there was ever nothing, there'd always be nothing. Do you believe that? How could you have nothing and get something? Now, that's just logic. I don't care how smart they are. You ask them this. You take a college course. You say, be respectful. Mr. Professor, how did we get something from nothing? And he'll probably say, well, billions and billions. See, their God is billions and billions and billions and billions of years. That's their God. But it still doesn't matter how many billions or trillions of years you have. How do you get something from nothing? And that's what they'll tell you. You know, you look up. We used to go to the Narrows at camp. Many of you, how many of you remember being at the Narrows? Raise your hands high. See this? Was it beautiful? Really beautiful. You'd look up and you'd see the Milky Way. I'd always want a Milky Way candy bar every time I'd see the Milky Way. Why did they name it Milky Way? You know why. But you look up and it's gorgeous. I remember one time when I was still in Moorhead, Kentucky, and I went and put a tent up on the little mountain. It wasn't really a mountain, a pretty good sized hill. And I remember seeing all the shooting stars. I mean, there are some nights, certain times a year, you'll see hundreds of them if you're in the right spot. And it was magnificent. I remember I used to walk on Kentucky lakes, little beaches, and I would look up and say, how can we be so tiny? So small. We're nothing. I don't think in Chicago most of you have ever done that, because you really don't see the stars. We took some kids to our camp that were out of the city of Chicago, and they thought that the floodlights were the stars. They'd never seen a real star, honestly. They said, Pastor, what is that? Because you can't see them. And you get somewhere where it's dark and you see the handiwork of God. And it's breathtaking. And I say, oh man, what a God. And you hear the birds. You hear the birds. And they're so gorgeous. And you see them and you see all these things. And you say, oh God, how did you do it? But some people don't want to see that. They just don't want to see it. But we can all sense There's a sinister shadow over everything. You know, you wouldn't know what to do. You know, parents, you worry about your children. You pray for them. I'm praying for Pastor Jim and Karen Sunday, always. Always praying for them. Always. I'm praying for Neil and Julie and Amanda and Ashley and the twins. But I'm praying for all of them. All of them. Even Jamie. I bet he goes, whew. But see, there's a sinister thing over all of us. And because the devil had a free will, we all have a free will. You can make decisions. You can say, well, I don't believe this. I believe we all evolved. Well, where did the first matter come from if there was ever nothing? See, if there's always been matter, then there has to be a God, because God had to make matter. And even if you have matter, where do you get life? You can take a dead rock and it can stay here 10 trillion years. It's still a dead rock. Down in my office, I have a big collection of rocks. Anywhere in the world that I see an interesting rock, I bring it home. But Dr. Scudder, they say you're not supposed to pick them up. Give me a break. Just a rock. I have them all, I have them down, I have petrified wood, I have a lot of pottery shreds, and I have handles, and I keep them, and I look at them quite often. I'm fascinated by them. That God could make so much diversity, and how, why would it take God 6 days? Well, that's what he wanted to do. He could have done it. Now listen, the first evolution book I ever read that was from a library, not from a college classroom, because they don't claim in the college classroom now, they might, that they're atheists. They just don't claim that. They really don't. They just don't claim it. Why? Because they know you're not going to buy atheism. Most people are not atheist, but all the evolutionists are atheists. You say, not all. Well, maybe not all. You know that, what is that? Lysol says 99 and 99 and 99999 kills all germs. Why didn't it just say 100%? I'd feel safer. How many of you worry about that whatever point? There's some of you here so nervous that you don't even look at Lysol because it scares you. Because it could be that one that they don't kill that gets you. But we've been cursed and we're living in a cursed world. And they want to blame it on everything else. He who lives in the world of sin and sorrows and disease. All of us. We all have disease. You know, I went and had this back thing I've been having, my shoulder, my arm, and I had a real nice doctor, and he said, well, I want you to get an MRI. Well, I said, I've had one. He said, yeah, but that was 8 years ago. That doesn't count. I said, okay, I'll get one. He said, I want you to get one, come back. So I got scheduled for an MRI, and then I called the doctor immediately and said, I want an appointment. Well, I can't give you one for 3 weeks. What? You just said to do what you want me to do, and I did, and now 3 weeks. What kind of world do we live in? It's a cursed world. You know, there will be doctors in heaven. Not many, but a few. I think Dr. Taney will make it, of course. But when they get there, they're going to have to wait. Now, Dr. Taney, you don't make me wait. But they have a waiting room for doctors. How long will it take? It'll probably be 3 or 4 trillion years. Every year they make us wait, every day, they get 2 trillion years. So doctors, stop doing it. See, the atheist has a field day. Let's look at Romans 8:22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Everything's cursed. You know, the scientists are always looking at the black holes, and they'll say, Well, we can go through the black holes. We can do time travel. Can you believe these idiots? You know that Kelly, the astronaut, was up there for over a year? Did you know he came back younger than the rest of us? 0.01 seconds. He really gained a lot. If you stayed up there 10 years, you'd get a second. That's how you get young people. Now, he still aged, but he didn't age as fast as the rest of us. Have you looked at that poor man? He had a big head of hair before he went up there. Wow. Wow. But see, here's the mocker and the atheist, the scoffer. They always are mocking us. They mock us on Thanksgiving. Oh, they hate us on Thanksgiving. You know, the atheist just hates us on Thanksgiving. The atheist goes, "Thank God I'm an atheist." Oh, Thanksgiving. They don't like it. They want to outlaw it. They don't like Thanksgiving. If you're an atheist, well, we're gathered together. We have a turkey. I'm not thankful for a turkey. I'm not thankful for anything when they don't eat it. Well, I'm a vegan. Well, okay, I'm glad you're a vegan, but don't eat the vegetables because they're life too. They're just not evolved as high. Don't eat anything. Just sit and die. You'll be better off. Can you believe that? Let me read this. This is a poem by an unknown person. Don't you like those unknown poems? I love them. I always say unknown. I don't take credit for any of them because you know I couldn't write them. We got people here that could write and do write really nice stuff, but that gift didn't go to me. This is an unknown. Blame God from whom all cyclones blow. Blame God when rivers overflow. Blame God who swirls down house and steeple, who sinks the ships and drowns the people. Blame God. Oh, I've had many of them come up to me. And they blame God. Well, Pastor, it is a real God. Why did that person die in a car? And I want to say because we have a real devil. And the devil's what's caused it. And God has allowed us to live with a free will. Every one of you, now listen, you Calvinists, you're not going to like this, but every one of you can be saved. Well, they don't like it. We've had some people, we sent out our brochure for our Grace Conference, and it's in July 7th and 8th this year, and we've got these nasty letters saying, "How dare you to send out a picture of two babies and say, was one of these ordained to go to hell and one of these ordained to go to heaven?" And they don't like that. They don't like that. I wonder why they don't like that. But that's what they believe. See, they don't want their beliefs put that bluntly. But every Calvinist in the world, you believe when a baby's born, it might be ordained to go to hell or it might be ordained to go to heaven without a choice. And that's what you believe. If I put a couple grumpy old men on there, they'd all say, "Oh, they both deserve to go to hell." But no one wants a baby. No one wants a baby. They just don't want a baby because they love babies. But if you were born to go to hell and suffer and die and be tortured forever and ever in hellfire, just because God decided to make you that way, that's not a loving God. Well, that's the sovereignty of God. People that say that, they're saying the babies are chosen. And they're writing nasty letters. Don't let it upset you. I'm thrilled to get nasty letters. Why? Because it's making people think. And maybe they'll come to the Grace Conference. Now, don't forget the dates of the Grace Conference. It's a day after my birthday. It's a day after George W.'s birthday. So remember, it's the day that the Noah's Ark opens down in Kentucky with Ken Ham. I tell you what, that is the most magnificent. Now, don't go on the 7th. As Madeleine Albright said, there's a place reserved in hell for women that don't vote for Hillary. You better be here. Now, if you're saved, you're still saved. But that thing is unbelievable. You say, well, you haven't seen it. No, I haven't seen it. But I saw the picture. Magnificent. I saw the workmen. They looked like ants. That thing is big. Really big. And it's going to be something. And Ken Ham, you know, he's been here and he's my friend. And he sees me and he comes up and, how do you like the ark? I said, oh, Ken, it's beautiful, but you're starting it on the wrong day. He said, why? I said, you're going to have to move it to July 6th. That's my birthday. Do you see that? The atheists don't like us. They just don't like us. They don't have answers, though. They have no answers. Harvard professor John Fitz. Now, you can be a Harvard professor and dumber than a box of rocks. Now, I'm not saying they're not smart, but they're really dumb on the things that count. Listen to this. Sin is nothing more nor less than the brute inheritance which every man carries with him. His animal ancestors and the process of evolution is an advance toward the true salvation. We are stumbling now, but upward, and finally we will evolve out of the sin and to the disease and the death that decimates us. Don't you wish that were true? But we're getting worse. We're not getting better. Anybody in this room feel like the world's getting better? Anybody? Now, if you raise your hand, I want to have you come up here and finish the message. It's a good thing I don't have a nutcase here today. We have had some that would have tried. But I can't believe that I can't love the God of nothing. There's nothing. There's no God. There's nothing. And there will always be nothing unless there's a God. Do I understand how we could have always had a God that never didn't exist? No, God has always been. You say, that's mind-blowing. It is. Do I understand that? No. But that's a whole lot easier to understand. If there was ever nothing. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at people. Primarily, I mean, you might have an eye disease or eye something or eye problem. You might. But primarily, you all have two eyes. They're recessed in your head. Aren't you glad? What if they weren't recessed? What if they stuck out here? And most of you can't, like me, can't walk through a door without hitting both sides. Every time you go through a door, you go blind. But God made us. We heard Pastor Jim do such a beautiful job Sunday night. We all have 10 pounds of skin average. Isn't that great? And every year we lose 10 pounds of skin and get 10 pounds of skin back. Wow. Did you ever think of that? That's pretty good. That's why our houses get so dirty. I was thinking, man, I've been here 45 years. That's a lot of skin in the game. That's why they sweep the church. They first come right up here and sweep where I've been to get the skin. When they empty the trash, it just bounces around and rolls away. 10 pounds of skin. You say, well, if you have a scar, why do you still get a scar? I think that's one of the miracles of God. Isn't that good? Do you like that? I like that. I get 10 pounds of new skin. Things are amazing. Out of nothing? I don't have that kind of faith. Yeah, I don't know how we could have always had a God, but if there was ever nothing, there'd have to be nothing. I mean, we could not be here. Every one of us here is a different person. Isn't that amazing? We're all different people. You don't ever see anything going from bad to good. It's always going from good to worse. Our forefathers had more brain power than we have. They didn't have the computers and they didn't have the inventions, but they were brilliant people. I venture to say that if we had some forefathers 4,000 years ago and we met them, as smart as Dr. Ball is or Ken Ham or some of the great minds that have been in this pulpit, I think some of those primitive men, which are not primitive, there's no such thing, would be so much brighter than us? They'd be brilliant. We've had some brilliant men in this pulpit. Brilliant man. We have some brilliant people in our Dayspring Bible colleges. We have brilliant teachers. We have brilliant Dr. Stringer, and we've had Dr. Floyd, and we've had so many brilliant, brilliant, brilliant people. But not compared to the past, we're not. One of the little kids came up to me. They're always coming up. They've got more humor going around the preschool. And they said, Dr. Scudder, we got a question. Why can't a bicycle stand up on its own? Well, I sort of understand it, but how do you say it? I said, why? They said, it's too tired. That's a kid. Don't you encourage your kids to have humor? I hope you do. I think it's good for them. I really do. Things aren't getting better. Now we have lasers and are blinding pilots. They've got a laser so powerful in our army that can disintegrate vehicles. Boy, that's pretty scary. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. We live in a fallen world. They don't know. They claim a matter the size of a pinhead blew up. That's what they call the Big Bang. And they make it the size of a pinhead. And here we are. I don't have that kind of faith. I really don't. That's more faith than I have to be an atheist or to be an evolutionist. I'm not an evolutionist. I believe God created us. I believe we're getting worse. I don't believe we're going to evolve and get rid of disease. But that's what they want to do. They think they're going to cure cancer. They think they're going to cure everything. I just don't think they can. I really don't. I wish they could. I'm for it. Till my wife got diagnosed, I didn't know so many of you ladies have suffered from it. And I'm really sympathetic. Because it's a rough thing. But that's what this world is. It was cursed by Satan. That's where it came from. I think we need to think about our free will. God gives us free will. I know for sure that if I were to die, I know positively, without a shadow of a doubt, that I'm going to heaven. That He died for me on the cross, that He really was God. And He really did live. And the creation was made by God and made us. And each of us is a soul different than anyone else that ever lived. That's how you know when you lie down, it's you. Wouldn't it be awful if you went to bed and you didn't know who you were? And is this me or is this the other guy next to me? What is this? Boy, aren't you glad you know it's you? I know I'm me. How many of you know you're you? Point to yourself. Do you know you're you? If you don't know you're you, you've got a big issue going. Anybody here not know you are you? Anybody? Thou was perfect in thy way from the day thou was created until iniquity was found. Thy heart was lifted up because of beauty. That's where sin started. You know, sometimes we have people that just think they're so incredibly great. We have basketball players that think they're really great. And I'm admire them. I mean, I love basketball. I had a really good day yesterday. Kentucky beat LSU. They beat Ben Simmons. And Ben Simmons supposedly is supposed to be the next LeBron James. No way, Jose. He's not, but he might be, but he's not now. And then Ted Cruz won. No one thought it. The polls didn't give a chance. I had a good day. But see, all days are good days if we know Christ. Aren't you glad we know Christ? Wow. Wow. See, the devil said, I'm going to be like God. I'm going to be like God. devil can't be like God, but he wanted to be like God. Now, this is my theory, no one else's, so if this is crazy, just accept it. It's crazy. I think the devil was the first evolutionist. I think the devil thought, well, maybe you really didn't create us. And he went against the God who did create us. Can I prove that? No, I can't. But I think it's true. I can be God. I'm beautiful. Do you see? Look over at my right and your left. In Ephesians 2:9, for by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Do you see that? Anybody going to boast? Do you see what I'm saying? Lest any man should boast. Going to heaven is not what we do, it's what Christ did. You say, well, why do we come to Quentin Road and you always use that billfold? Why do you always do that? Because it's a clear way. It's not the only clear way, but it's the clearest way I know. We have people make it very clear other ways, but I want to make it clear. This billfold represents sin. And this hand right here is you and me, but we all have sin. Yet to go to heaven, we got to get rid of sin. You say, well, I'm going to do good. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to go to church. That won't get rid of your sin. You could be at all the churches. You could be all the Baptists and Episcopalians and every church you can think of. It won't get you to heaven. You got to get rid of the sin. How do I get rid of sin? Anybody know how you get rid of sin? Only one way. Well, I'm going to walk the aisle. That didn't get rid of sin. I'm going to do good and chop wood and help every person I know that needs wood. That doesn't get rid of sin. Well, I'm going to be better than anybody I know. It won't get rid of sin. This is how you get rid of sin. The sand here represents Christ. He who knew no sin made sin for us, that we could be made the righteousness of God in him. Isn't that great news? Man, that God now looks upon you and me as righteous as he looks upon Christ. Isn't that good news? If you believe it, oh, that's good. Don't raise your hand, but it is great news. My sins have been paid because when he hung on the cross and shed his blood, the shedding of the blood paid my sin debt.